Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry was in Detroit today, speaking at the annual convention of the Urban League. The Massachusetts senator spelled out what he's calling an opportunity agenda for the nation's cities. President Bush will speak to the African-American group tomorrow. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
John Kerry came to the Kobo Center in downtown Detroit to make his appeal for inner city votes. He told delegates to the National Urban League Conference that President Bush should be judged by his deeds and not simply taken on faith.
For 4 years, we've heard a lot of talk about values. John Edwards and I have the vision and the values to bring our country together again and to literally build stronger communities to do the work that the Urban League is invested in.
Kerry outlined his own plans to help African Americans by raising the minimum wage, fighting crime, improving education and health care. And even though Kerry and his entourage spent last night in a suburban hotel outside Detroit, he promised to help grow new business in the nation's cities.
I believe we have to do more to give young people in our cities and in our metropolitan areas alternatives to the lives of hopelessness and alienation. And I am glad that the Urban League and this conference have also put that at the top of your agenda.
Kerry seasoned his usual campaign message with quotes from Martin Luther King, W.E.B. Du Bois, and from Scripture. He promised the African-American audience this appearance is more than a one-time checkmark on his political to-do list.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, now more than ever, we need to listen to every single voice in this country. We need to listen to every voice that stands up and speaks truth to power.
That's a dig at President Bush, who last week skipped the meeting of another large black organization, the NAACP. The president will speak to the Urban League here tomorrow. While Kerry will undoubtedly get the overwhelming majority of the black vote in November, it's unclear just how large that vote will be. 4 years ago, some 11 million registered black voters stayed home. It's too soon to say whether Kerry will do a better job of mobilizing African-American voters than Al Gore did. Detroit's Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick has said African-Americans don't have the same sense of being naturally comfortable with Kerry as with, say, Bill Clinton. Travis Ray, an Urban League delegate from Springfield, Massachusetts, agrees Kerry has some work to do.
If he's going to tap into the black vote and get it and really mobilize the vote, he's going to have to lose the exterior. He doesn't want to come across having a phony exterior, for lack of a better term. And I'm not saying that he's that, but he just wants to, he's going to have to seem more sincere.
Kerry has also drawn criticism for having few African Americans in his inner circle. He's recently been adding more in key campaign positions. Florence Washington, who works for the Urban League in New York, says Kerry shouldn't be expected to carry the black vote on his own.
Because I know people that register, but they don't vote. You know, so if people, if we do what we need to do, like get out there and really, really vote, and we don't have the same thing that happened in 2000, then I think he's the man.
Kerry acknowledged the work that remains as he makes his way towards next week's nominating convention, which Democrats are calling their most diverse ever. Moments before he ended today's speech, with the sound of the late Ray Charles' voice swelling behind him, Kerry told the Urban League delegates this election is now more in their hands than in his. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Detroit.